Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Even if you've never heard of Adir Abergel, chances are you've seen his work. It walks down the red carpet, adorns magazine covers, flashes across the television screen, crowning the heads of stars. Israeli-Moroccan and now a resident of Los Angeles, Adir is the it man of hair, an artist who smashes molds, can throw out the blow dryer and use bobby pins. Did you know you should put the ripple side down to prevent slippage? To build wild sculptures. He's also a high-wire act who changed Anne Hathaway's hair 8 times in under 2 minutes per due when she co-hosted the Oscars. And to his clients, who include Jennifer Garner, Kristen Stewart, Rooney Mara, he is a therapist. We're going to have pictures of his work at hereandnow.org, including the magic we're sure he'll work on our colleagues. Adir Abergel, welcome.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Well, everybody's so self-conscious. They're kind of walking around like feeling their hair. But first of all, just give me the sort of the overarching thought here. What is so important about hair?
Hair can truly define who you are as a person. And it's also such a beautiful accessory. It really can make you into an individual. You can play with the looks, with the colors, with the shapes, with the textures. Hair can really bring a personality to an individual.
I love that accessory. It's a necklace for your head. Well, and we're going to have tons of pictures.
For your life.
For your life.
For your life.
And as you know, for many women in particular, it is also a lifelong battle.
Correct.
To find the hair that they think mirrors who they are. You say it is who you are, but many people feel disconnected from their hair.
Yes.
We're going to have pictures of a lot of your work. The Met Gala recently, you had Kristen Stewart with that sort of, I don't know, what would you say, grunge look?
Yeah, so that was kind of, I was really thinking about like early 90s Nirvana, grunge, not even applying heat, but really using products that could really bring out that natural texture and that little bit of grunge within her.
Her hair is shorter, so it just reaches below her ears. Yeah. But on the top, there's just pieces pulled up and there's wisps everywhere. And, you know, this sort of upsweep look that was messy started a few years ago.
Yeah.
But if you don't pull this off, and again, pictures at hereandnow.org, it just looks messy.
It does, but I think it's the entire complete look. So you have to look at hair truly as an accessory, but it's also a part of an entire story. Your makeup and your clothing and all of that can really be a part of this great story that you're trying to tell.
I'm looking at Rooney Mara from the Oscars, hair sleeked beautifully back, and then just it looks like a braid coming down the back of her head.
Rooney really loves to wear her hair very sleek and off her face, and so I'm always trying to reimagine different shapes with having your hair pulled back.
Wait, you mean you can't just stick your hair up in a little thing at the back of your head with a CVS clip?
I mean, you can.
I don't know anyone who does that.
You can. I mean, I don't know anyone either, and I'm not looking at her right now. But I think that, again, hair is such a fun way to think of it as architecture for me. So I really think of hair as sculpture.
My hairdresser, called Vinny.
Vinny.
Vinny called and said, are you inspired by art?
Oh, 100%. When I pull inspiration, I actually don't go and pull, you know, the Grace Kelly or the Rita Hayworth. I actually go and pull photos from tribes in Africa, or I go and look at old Renaissance paintings, or I go and look at architecture. Mm-hmm. Then I reimagine it. And the truth is that women really inspire me. The woman that sits in my chair is my first and true inspiration.
And you have next to you a woman in the chair who's Karen Miller-Medson, our producer.
Yes.
Who, Karen, we've discussed your hair on many occasions. I think it's a wonderful curl. You've referred to it as a frizz. How would you describe your hair?
It's a little wild and it's a little frizzy and it's the butt of many a joke on my running team. And
this is really combination hair. So when you really lift the top of her hair, her curls are a lot more defined. They're not as frizzy. You know, she colors her hair. She covers it. You know, she covers the gray. And so, you know, so there's a lot of texture when hair changes and becomes gray. And so a really easy way for her to really fix the textural problem is really just get a curling iron. But all she would need to do is take a big section,
which you are,
right at the top. I would not even touch the bottom of her hair,
which is gorgeous.
And I would just curl it on the outside. I wouldn't even put it inside the curling iron. I would take it out and then just tug on it.
Look at
so
that.
All of a sudden, you have these beautiful curls. All of a sudden, you have great texture.
So while you're doing that there, I want to talk a little bit about you. Superstar to the stars, star of the red carpet. You come from a family that immigrated from Morocco to Israel?
To Israel, yes, correct.
Where you lived in an impoverished area.
Correct.
And were sort of outcasts.
Correct.
Yeah. And your dad started what was kind of the Black Power movement in Israel.
He started the Black Panther movement in Israel in the late 70s. And it was really about a cry for equality. And he really fought for human rights for a lot of people who did not have a voice when they moved. And so I grew up around a house that was really about connecting with humans on a very deep level. And my mom was a painter. And it's funny, my dad came back like a few years ago and brought all of my old drawings. And all of my drawings were of women and their hair. And it's just, it's incredible how hair found me in the process of my life.
Why do you think that is?
Hair is really about practicing. Hair is something that is constantly growing. So you should experience and you should take risks with it. You know, we're very scared to try different things and to express ourselves.
Yeah. We've got Mary sitting next to you. She's got straight, stick straight hair.
So first, I think it's about putting a little bit of texture. Yeah. Living Proof makes a great, like, dry shampoo.
I have Living Proof in my hair right now, but it's not the dry shampoo. It's the 5-in-1.
Oh, great.
I use the dry shampoo.
Which is great. The dry shampoo is great because it really cleans your hair, but it creates good texture.
I have the Bumble and Bumble Preta powder in my purse.
Which I love.
Yeah.
You're saying this as you're giving Mary just a little bit of volume with the curling iron.
Correct.
Just shaking out some curls.
So I'm just taking big sections and I'm just curling her hair just so when I throw it up, I have some texture.
Okay. Some updos, they gather at the back of the nape of the neck.
Yes.
But how do you get an updo up?
So I will tell you my theory behind hair.
Yeah.
I truly believe hair is like architecture. If you don't create the right foundation, everything else collapses. So it's creating a right foundation that has memory right at the roots, then creating your shape that you're looking for. So now that we have done that, do we have, yes, we have a comb.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to just tease it and create a little bit of texture right at the roots, creating the right foundation. And if you have the right foundation, everything else is going to hold up.
So you're pinning this up with the curly side of the bobby pin. And I noticed you pulled one side over and up. You're doing the top up first.
Yes. So I'm creating a little bit of height right at the crown. Because what girl doesn't look good with like a little Brigitte Bardot?
Right. When you are doing that's something that's more architecture.
Yes.
Do you, is there some sort of model that you do it on first?
No. So I get to work a lot of these things in my brain in my sleep. So before big events, I'm almost like a builder and a construction worker in my brain. So I think about the architecture and what products I'm going to use and what curling iron I'm going to use to actually lift it and build it and do all of that.
Yeah.
So
you've worked it out.
I've worked it out.
Adir.
Yes.
Do you ever find yourself thinking, wait a second, my father, mother, immigrants considered, you know, maybe of a lower class when they got to Israel. You were actually sent to a family in the U.S. when you were eight to be raised here.
Yes.
And now on the covers of magazines. And do you ever say to yourself, how did this happen?
I guess in all honesty, I don't think about the process. All I know for me is that I've been very present in my life. It's just been a beautiful process to just engage with human beings and give them confidence and make them feel beautiful. And in the process, when you work hard and you give all that you've got, sometimes it works out.
Yeah, big time.
And I do realize, and I am very conscious of how blessed I am that for me it worked out, because there's people who work a lot harder than me and give it their all, and it doesn't.
Yeah. Biggest thing that you think women overall not doing wrong with their hair, but what you would say might be a mistake.
I think worrying too much about what everyone else thinks.
Adir Abergel, hairdresser, and a lot more.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me here. I feel really lucky to be here today.
Okay, for pictures, for some wonderful reason, our colleague Mary is wearing a gown. And for a video where you can see how he begins pinning up pieces from the top of her head first, then works his way down. You don't just pull the whole thing up from the bottom like someone we know. It's all at hereandnow.org.